I get a lot of information from local radio on days when the weather is bad, like today. We've had something like 26 centimeters of snow in Toronto between yesterday and this morning. That's about 10 inches, I guess. But it's been so windy, the snow is still drifting, and it's really deep. Local radio stations are doing a pretty good job keeping me up to date on road and transit issues, schools and events, and the rest of the news. I wonder what stories podcasters have to share, stories about this snow day. I'm Paul Cross. This is a Crosstalk Extra Snow Day. I tweeted early this morning. I had done a quick search to see if I could find podcasts about snow days. You know, those days when there is so much snow that people stay home, do what they need to do about the snow, and then whatever else they do. I found several podcasts that have the phrase snow day in them, but I'm not sure any of them was about stories about snow days. So I wondered in my tweet about a pop-up series of podcasts where people tell their stories of what happens to them on a snow day. I'm also thinking we are lucky in Toronto, perhaps. The storm that gave us all this snow has not affected our electricity. It was really windy last night, but there's no indication of power failures as a result. I'm always ready for the power to go out. Battery-powered radio for information, battery-powered flashlights and lanterns, and an old landline telephone wired to the phone line. What if I didn't have electricity, though? I could still produce a podcast, so I'm doing this as if I don't have electricity, at least until the point where I need an internet connection of some sort to get the audio online. Recording on an iPhone, not even going to use an app other than voice memo today. I've put it on airplane mode in case any other information comes through. You can tell I have scripted my notes. They're on my laptop. I'm not allowing myself to print a copy. Battery power only. So, this snow day. I've spent a lot of time clearing snow around the house. As a couple, we've been out there a lot the last few days. Teamwork is a good thing with all this snow. I need to go back out and spend likely 2 hours more getting the driveway clear. Mostly we do that by hand, shovels pushing and lifting the snow into growing mounds that take over the front yard space and more of the side and back space. But today, the snow is so deep and still relatively light because it's so cold, so I've pulled out the old snowblower. Now, it needs electricity. It's just my podcast scenario that has to go without electricity. I want to know now, though, why does the extension cord keep pulling itself into knots? We stretched it out fully this morning, all 80 feet of it. But it seems every few lengths of the track I'm clearing out, I find the cord tugging me back, and there's this giant tangle I have to stop and unravel. It looks as if I could unplug the cord and pull it through the loops in the knot, but how could that be? It's creating this knot or tangle on its own. So I'm going to get a researched opinion on this. I'm going to ask my son Keyford what's going on here. Keyford, if I have stretched out the cord to its full length, and I know it's a hard material, I mean it's cold after all, how can it keep pulling itself back into such a tangle that I have to stop and pull it apart? What do you think is happening here?
Well, you see, the extension cord is a mass of fine copper wires wrapped in a hard plastic casing to protect it from the elements. And now, plastic is a very hard substance, and it is porous, meaning that it is affected by the weather. So in warmer weather, it will expand, and in cold weather, it will contract and harden. Now, what likely happened here was that, for some reason, there was already a small imperfection in the extension cord. So what happened was that in the cold outside, the plastic began to contract around this imperfection, and instead of simply contracting and pulling the wire together on itself, it pulled it towards the area where there was the crease, causing a knot to form. Now this process caused a chain reaction that pulled in more and more of the cord to contract around the pre-contracted area.
Okay, so by imperfection, you mean like a little kink in the cord or something?
Yes.
Okay, so even when I have it stretched out, and you can see it out there, you can see every couple of feet probably, it looks like there's a kink.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so that's the weak point where this contraction is happening.
Yes, and okay. Once it begins to contract, it will just contract in on itself over and over again until it is stopped somehow.
Okay. And of course, if I could use the snowblower on a nice warm day when the temperature is, say, 25 degrees or 30 degrees, the cord would stretch out nice and smooth and I wouldn't have these knots happening, would I?
No, it would not. Okay. But if this were to happen with your cord, what you should do, instead of just stretching it out all the time, because this will damage the cord, instead take off the cord, bring it inside, allow it to thaw, and then use it again.
Right, that's a good idea, too. Great, thanks. And I'm going to point out, I'm working from notes. Keyford is not. Keyford is ad-libbing. Cool. Thanks, Keith. Well, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one experiencing this trouble with the extension cord, so maybe we've got some advice from Keyford there that's going to be helpful for those of us with snowblowers with cords. I know there are newer models that run on rechargeable batteries. Maybe we'll have one of those someday. But for now, dealing with the cord is just part of my experience, I guess, on my snow day. And I wonder what snow day stories or issues or dilemmas or joys other people are having. I'm Paul Cross. This is a Cross Talk Extra Snow Day.